Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, this is your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, the producer.
Hey!
Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Cue the band!
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
So Roscoe just showed me the latest trailer for She-Hulk.
Yes,
and it looks interesting.
Very interesting. We got Wong. I mean, well, we got the Hulk.
We got
Wong. We got Daredevil. We got Abomination. We got Titania.
Mm-hmm.
We got Frogman, and no one quite knows who Frogman is quite yet.
We got Fiona. I mean, She-Hulk.
Well, it's her damn show. Anyway, to make a bird explode. But so there was like a little like a few days ago, there was this little teaser, like a little 1 minute clip of the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
And then like so they're driving, Bruce and She-Hulk are driving, and you know, she's like, "Oh, Captain America, yada 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 yada, blah 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 blah." Just having a conversation, like just banter in the car. And then,
wait, so the Hulk and She-Hulk were in a car and they fit?
They were in human form.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You with me?
I'm following now, because I was just thinking the Hulk, which one's driving? Talk about road rage.
Where's Chris? Damn it. Oh, for viewers, Chris is expecting another baby. It could be any day now.
Any day, any second.
Any second. Like, she could squat wrong and it's going down.
Oh, my gosh. Sneeze.
Oh! Oh! Oh, no. I don't think that's how it works. So, yeah, that's where he is. But anyway, so they're driving down the road talking, and then a ship. Just a spaceship,
okay,
that looks like the Grandmaster's birthday ship. It's my birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Runs them off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, why is a ship from Sakaar flying straight down to the Hulk?
Mm.
Here are my theories. It could be his son, Scar.
Because
he was on Sakaar for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually the Hulk's gonna Hulk out.
Yeah, which is why I wouldn't want him driving the car. But
I mean, by Hulk out, I mean bust a nut. There we go. Anyway,
oh my god,
edit. So a lot of people are saying like, oh, I mean, he was on Sakaar for like a good long while.
Yeah.
You know, like he became their champion and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. Like I think there was like between Ultron and Ragnarok, he had to be up there for at least like 3 years or so.
If not longer.
Because after Ultron, there was Civil War, Black Widow. Yeah, then Ragnarok. So, yeah, he had to be up there for a good long while. So, yeah, eventually he, you know, make a child up there.
Yeah.
And so the thing about Scar, I mean, same powers, but he specializes in weapons much better than the Hulk does. So imagine if the Hulk could actually use axes and swords and all that jazz. And he has better control of his transformation.
Really?
Yeah, he could just at will and turn back at will.
Because... what movie was it where the Hulk was just walking around in the lab just like it was no problems? I felt like he pretty much had control of it at that point.
I mean, yeah. I mean, as far as like the whole like puny Banner.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't, like Scar doesn't have that problem.
Okay.
He is the being, like he is one. with himself.
Okay.
And I think that's what, you know, new Hulk, smart Hulk is getting to at this point. But Scar just had it down immediately.
Because then when you have, when you think of Thanos and when he came and the Hulk couldn't come out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Scar don't have that problem. He transforms when he need to. He transforms when he pleases.
So overall, I think that show is going to be pretty cool. When does it come out?
August 18th.
Oh, wow.
It is coming out in three days.
Friday?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Which is weird because we usually get our stuff on Wednesdays.
Yeah, they usually do put their stuff out on Wednesdays. Uh-huh. I wonder why. It must be because something else is coming on a Wednesday. They don't want to step on the toes of another show. I am Groot. You can't step on Groot's toes. He doesn't have any. So, yeah. The roots.
The root Groot.
Groot. All right, what else we got?
So.
Black Panther?
Yes. So you guys spoke on it last week, and it's not going to be Tyrese.
We said Tyrese would be the guy.
It's actually going to be Anthony Hopkins. I'm kidding, no. God, I wanted to say Anthony, but Hopkins popped in my head for some reason. Hey, man. I forget his damn name.
Lucius Lyon?
Who?
Not him. That's from Empire.
Hey, man, we gotta save Wakanda, man. Wakanda forever, man. Oh, my God, what is that dude's fucking name?
I'm looking it up now. Why can't I remember his name? Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Where the hell did I get Anthony from? Terrence Howard.
Yeah. I don't want him to be Black Panther.
No, definitely not.
He's already in the universe, though.
Yeah. I mean, Iron Man 1, and then they replaced him with Don Cheadle. Boom. Yeah. Looking for this.
Well, who's in it? We can't bring him back.
Yeah. No, he's done. He's done.
Hey, man. Black Panther, man.
No. But. Okay. You watched What If?
Yes.
Okay. Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
We saw her in the Illuminati.
Yes.
Episode 2 or 3 or 4, whatever. We saw Star-Lord again.
Yeah.
We saw oh my God. A new Iron Man.
Yes.
Ironheart. Mm-hmm. We saw Dark Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Thor in his new suit. It was the exact same suit in Thor Love and Thunder.
Yes.
And then we got that Killmonger episode where he killed Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every single person that we saw in What If has shown up in some shape or form in these newer movies and or series. If they were like some form of variant in What If, like they have come back in some form.
Even the zombie Doctor Strange.
Yes. So the only person that hasn't made an appearance in these new series of movies is Killmonger. T'Challa thought the gold was too flashy and he didn't like the gold.
True.
Killmonger, when he was in Wakanda looking at the suits, he was like, yeah, I like this one. But he didn't get that one immediately. I think it's Killmonger. I wholeheartedly believe that they are bringing Eric Killmonger to say, they're going to just be like, hey, we need help. We had you locked up after T'Challa, quote unquote, killed you. I'm pretty sure they're going to explain how he survived or whatever. And they've just been keeping him in prison. And then, you know, the whole snap happened. And they were like, hey, we're in trouble. Like, this is taking place during the blip. Right after everybody gets back.
Okay. Right when they come back.
Right as soon as they come back.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit before. Like, it's like year 4.5. And then people come back.
WandaVision started right when people came back.
Yeah.
When did Loki start? Loki was during the blip?
Loki was...
No.
Technically, Loki was technically after Avengers. The first Avengers, technically.
Loki, here's what Chris told me. right when He Who Remains says,
"Oh,
now I don't know everything is every I don't because know anything Wanda, past this point.
Because Wanda moves that's out there Wanda, becoming a Nexus event." Yes. Yeah,
that's when Wanda started. So Loki was pretty much around the same time as Wanda. Also, everything is kind of around that same time as soon as everyone comes back.
Right, right.
So was that in itself a Nexus event to bring everybody back at once?
Oh, most definitely. There have been so many Nexus events happening.
Yeah, they have been.
I mean, also, the fact that no one has mentioned there's a giant hand of a celestial just in the ocean.
Who knows that, is there?
Shit, somebody's got to... Nick Fury knows.
Yeah,
I bet he knows. He's like, what the hell was that? Okay, well, I don't know what was just happening there, but I'm glad it stopped.
We haven't seen him in a while. He's probably examining it. He probably has his team.
Oh, yeah, this team is definitely there.
Yeah, they're looking at it. Then we have...
What else was a Nexus event? I mean, the new Vision. I mean, yeah, they created him in the lab, but I feel like Wanda's Vision giving new Vision... The memories and the information.
Yeah,
I feel like that Vision still knows who Peter Parker is.
He has to.
Now because I feel like Hulk, not Bruce Banner, but Hulk knows who Spider-Man is.
Why do you say Hulk but not Bruce Banner?
Well, there have been many adventures with. Well, holy shit, no. In the MCU, there hasn't been a lot of interaction with Hulk and Spider-Man.
Huh. No, there hasn't. In the comic books, they have, man.
Oh, yeah, tons of it, tons of it. But that's what I'm saying. In the comics, Hulk and Spider-Man, like, go on, like, tons of adventures together.
Right.
And then, there was this whole thing where Spider-Man wanted people's memories erased. And when Bruce was in human form, that's when the spell had been activated. Mm-hmm. But the Hulk remembered Spider-Man.
I wonder if Thanos, when he did the snap, could he just take Bruce Banner and leave Hulk? Or just take Hulk and leave.
I think it's a
package deal.
Package deal. Yeah.
But that would be interesting.
Yeah. Bruce dusts away, but like the Hulk is still standing there.
He just grows bigger and bigger.
I'm like, what the hell? The Hulk appeared out of the dust. What the hell is happening here?
Hulk's like, no, I didn't
know. So,
oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
So yeah, I really do think it's Killmonger. Just because, just looking at everything in What If and the last few movies that have come out, I'm just like, yeah.
So you don't think that the new Black Panther is going to just be his sister?
No. A friend of mine said, yeah, it might be Angela Bassett. I was like, Angela Bassett got too much ass.
And she's, what, 70 plus years right. old at this point? Nah, that's not Angela Bassett.
I mean, Angela Bassett has had a long and wonderful career.
Yeah.
But she...
She was Tina Turner at one point. Tina Turner is strong. So she was strong in that movie, but I don't think she got back in that shape again.
You raggedy...
You would have to play Ike one week.
Edit. Some more news as far as What If Season 2 goes.
Hold on really quickly.
Pause.
Let's go back to
yes.
Black Panther.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure this movie at some point will be a tearjerker.
Almost. The funeral for T'Challa.
Yeah. That's going to be a tearjerker.
Because, in 2018, when they announced the movie, everybody was up there smiling, having a good time, yada, 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 yada. When they had the panel at Comic-Con talking about Black Panther 2, the cast looked...
distraught?
Yes, it was bad. Like, so yeah, it's definitely, like, you can tell the actors had a tough time, like, filming this movie.
We may get a bunch of cameos from... every hero up until this point for that funeral scene.
Yeah.
We may get every superhero there. I mean, we should get every superhero there.
Almost definitely.
Yeah.
It's like Tony's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah. This one may be worse, though, because it's an actual death. So when you think about it like that, it's going to be a tearjerker because, we're losing Black Panther, but we also lost the real actor.
Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman. Thank you. So we also lost him in reality. So it's gonna be a sad. It's gonna be a sad, sad piece of this movie. I'm sure it would be a tearjerker. I wonder how they come out of that though, because there will be real tears, real emotion there, and then you go into the storyline.
Right.
I don't know how the viewer is gonna feel at that point. Like it has to be like a transitional piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to see.
So the big thing about it is, like, I don't think Namor is going to be the main villain, though.
Who do you see as the main villain?
Dr. Doom. Because Doom always wants some vibranium. And in the comics, Doom kind of, like, originally pits those two nations against each other.
And we've been waiting for Dr. Doom.
We've been waiting for Dr. Doom. Like, yeah, like Chris says, it's going to be in Quantumania or somewhere around there, like mm-hmm. Kang and everything. But I think this is going to be it. And I hope it's played by Esposito. The Chicken Man. I really hope. That being said, there have been rumors of Esposito talking with Marvel recently.
And, oh, is he?
Yeah, and people are like, well, I could do Doctor Doom. And everybody's like, yeah! I could be Professor X. Yeah!
Could he be Professor X?
Why the hell not?
He has the demeanor, the calm demeanor. But I always see him.
And then just scramble your brain.
He's just scary. He's just scary for me.
You are not up to X-Men credentials.
You're like, no, that was Wolverine. What are you talking about?
Nope. Your brain is
Cyclops.
Your brain was over there now.
So you see him as Dr. Doom. Well, I could see him as Dr. Doom.
Yeah, I see him more as Dr. Doom, but he would be a good Professor X. Like, definitely a good candidate.
I always feel like Dr. Doom is a little bit more swole than he is.
I mean, he could put
he's
that,
not putting on put, weight. He's put, in his 60s probably.
Oh, my God, I forget his damn name. Voice of Omni-Man. Bring me pictures of Spider-Man. If he could Hulk up.
He already had a little weight to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Esposito could do it.
He's an excellent actor. I just don't see him doing that. I don't see him being him for that reason alone. But he has the fear factor.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Since Breaking Bad. And Black Panther comes out November 2022?
November 11th. 11/11.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay. I need like a list of all of their movies and when they come out. Is that the next big movie to come out from them?
Yeah, that's the next big one.
Okay. So we may see Doctor Doom, or at least the beginning of Doctor Doom, and then that leads into the next movie because he doesn't defeat him in this one. He may get the vibranium in this one.
Right.
And then they gotta see him in the next movie. All right, what else we got? You were going into something before I cut you off.
Oh, yeah, so as far as what if the zombie series, mm-hmm. the what if zombie series, I saw Shang-Chi. I saw the Red Guardian,
mm-hmm.
Black Widow's sister, Yelena.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop. Hawkeye is back, apparently. And Kingpin. And also the trainer from Shang-Chi, a death dealer or something like that.
Uh-huh.
The ninja who got his soul taken, like when the dragons started coming through the portal and everything.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is a great damn cast.
Yeah.
As far as like a zombie series with these people, like, yo, this is going to be lit.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So, yeah, I was just like, okay, I should mention that because, like, looking at that cast, I'm just like, this is going to be either really good or they're all going to die horribly, and Shang-Chi and Hawkeye are the only ones that walk away. Shang-Chi ain't going down.
He's
zombies.
Not going down from that. Yet.
No. But Hawkeye just miraculously survives everything for some damn reason.
Yeah. Hawkeye's resourceful. It's going to take a lot to kill him, too.
Mm. But, yeah. So
when is the next What If come out? Because they have another season of that coming.
It wasn't even at the Comic-Con panel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't even mentioned. Damn, the zombies, and for some reason, fucking Agatha House of Harkness was mentioned, but nothing on What If 2.
She killed that role, though. So people want to see
her.
She
did a really good, like, seeing her in Step Brothers, and then seeing her in this, I was just like, whoa. All right. Girl got range.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's been in a lot, but, like, that was the first movie I could think of with her in it.
Yeah, I saw her in a drama on HBO. She plays a completely different type of character.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she has range. She has range for sure. When does that come out? Do you know? Agatha?
I'll have to check the panels again. Oh. The Comic-Con.
All right, really quickly before we move on, Marcelo, did you see there's a new The Marvels movie?
Poster?
Well, that was a poster.
Is it fan-made poster?
Is it? I don't know. It looks like it could be a good movie, though.
Okay, who's on this poster?
You got Monica Rambeau.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to help me with the rest of them. You got
Brie
Captain
Larson.
Marvel. You got Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Rogue at the bottom.
Rogue?
Looks like Rogue.
Huh.
She has the gray hair in the
gray
front.
Streak. And
yeah,
that's
like
Rogue.
Yeah,
definitely.
She has the orange gloves on. That's Rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Rogue in the front.
Okay.
How does Rogue tie into Ms. Marvel, or to the Marvels?
Well, you know, Rogue canon, like, she's at her most powerful form, other than the Phoenix Force, when she absorbs one of the Marvel's powers for a little while. Like, she
can handle all that?
She's going toe-to-toe with, Rogue is going toe-to-toe with Thanos and Doom when she has the Marvel powers in her.
Oh, yeah, because Captain Marvel could have easily gotten Thanos out of there. If she came in the first movie, what was the first movie? Infinity War?
Yeah, Infinity War.
If she came in Infinity War,
none of that shit would have happened.
None of that shit would have happened. Think about how easily she just flew through one of his ships. She just flew straight through.
Yeah. Well, Nick Fury kind of, you know, kept her in the back pocket, like, just in case.
Yeah, just in case they can't handle it. I'm going to give them a chance. Doctor Strange doesn't even know this scenario.
Right. Right. But, yeah, I mean, oh well, she has to fall. She has to look out for falling statues as well, as we saw.
Ah, yeah, that's
true.
Just
gotta watch out for
those.
Gotta watch out. Those damn falling statues. Yeah. They get you every time.
Every time. So you don't see this as something that's really coming. You think it's just a
I don't think Rogue is gonna be in it, but it'll be a really cool cameo to do, because as much history as Rogue and the Marvels have with each other, mostly Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Not Miss or Photon, as we like to call her.
And it gives you some of the backstory of one of the X-Men. So when they do make the X-Men movie, We've already saw Professor X.
It's only a matter of time.
We already saw the Rogue story. If they include her in this, it's at least a piece of her.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see just how she gets her powers and, you know, all of that. So we'll get a little bit of her backstory if this is real. All we're missing is Logan.
And you know who else you're missing?
Who?
Wong.
Wong.
Wong, 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 Wong. No. I feel like they need to rename the MCU the WCU, because look. Okay. Wong. Here we go.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Obviously, kinda.
Shang-Chi.
Okay, now you're stretching it.
No, he was
in it. No, I'm just thinking, like, okay.
Spider-Man Marvel. No Way Home.
He could have gotten Spider-Man Home. Easily. Just open up a portal.
Let's go home in a movie. Endgame, when he's like, you wanted more?
Oh, yeah.
Briefly. Multiverse of Madness. And then he's going to be in She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Wong is the new Nick Fury. I swear to God.
Who has been in more movies than Wong?
Iron Man.
He had three good ones at the beginning. He was in all of the
Civil War.
Yeah.
Civil War, Ultron.
He was in all of the Avenger movies.
Yeah.
He may have Wong by
like three or four movies, but still, Wong.
Not even three or four. I would say maybe two.
Yeah. But like, Wong is like, he getting that check.
Yeah. Wong is there.
Like, there's an interdimensional crisis. Wong, I am here.
When shit goes wrong, When shit goes wrong,
call Wong. And he's just like, Wong. You know, he's that side character. Hey, I'm here too. Here's some information about this thing. Now I'm going to disappear for half of the movie.
I'm going to open a portal and walk through. I'll be back
later. I'll be back later. Shang-Chi, I mean, he didn't appear to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Endgame, he didn't appear to the end of the movie. But all the other ones, he had like pretty decent roles in, like, especially What If. I mean, not What If. Both of the Doctor Stranges, especially in Multiverse of Madness. He thought he was going to go toe-to-toe with Wanda.
Oh, yeah, he tried.
He tried it. I was like, Wong. And then I was like, if he dies from falling off this damn mountain, you do not deserve to be called the Sorcerer Supreme.
That is true. No, you can't. He can open a portal and just be back on the top of the mountain.
No, she took his fucking sling ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't die that way, though. Oof. In the other universes, were there Sorcerer Supremes? Was Wong the Sorcerer Supreme there?
In the Multiverse of Madness, it was Doctor Strange, but they had to kill him because he caused the incursion.
Yeah.
On another universe, and then so Mordo became the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think every universe has some form of a Sorcerer Supreme. There are probably universes out there where Wanda is the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But Wong had to have existed at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We didn't see him. I think that would have been cool. Yeah. It would have been cool to have different Wongs in there.
Now, that's enough of Marvel. DC News.
DC. Coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe. I'm with my co-host, the producer. And remember to pick your powers up on the way. Oh, yeah. See, this is why we need Chris. No,
I didn't forget. I just wanted to see if you remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Who's a better co-host? Chris, Chris on the producer. Cue the band, damn it. 1, 2, 3.